dysfunction or premature issues can shatter your confidence and make your relationship challenging. You can put an end to these issues. Have the courage to make just one confidential visit to the St. Louis Men's Clinic and get that spark back in your relationship. The doctors at St. Louis Men's Clinic offer the latest solutions for all ED and PE issues, and you will see results in your first visit. Call 314-282-8780 to meet with our doctors no matter your age or conditions. Diabetes, high blood pressure, prostate cancer, low testosterone causing your issue? Doesn't matter. We can help. Call St. Louis Men's Clinic now at 314-282-8780. That's 314-282-8780. And get your confidence back. Have the courage to take the first step. Our clients wish they had called sooner. 314-282-8780. Online at stlmensclinic.com.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Bill Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Bill. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
In the time you've spent listening to this radio spot, you could have completed and submitted an entire expense report with a simple picture of your receipt. That's all it takes for you to get back to work and for your business to run more efficiently. To learn more and discover all the ways Concur helps manage your company's expenses, just go to tryconcur.com for a free test drive.
More and more people are setting up prearranged funerals. I'm Kim Cutis for Cutis Funeral Home. The advantages of a Cutis prearranged funeral are many. Not only does it take that burden off your family, but it assures every aspect is taken care of. The Cutis prearrangement is done exactly as you want it. The price is frozen, and there are never additional costs or fees. Talk to me personally, Kim Cutis, or any of our professionals. There is never an obligation. Cutis Funeral Homes. Affordability with dignity since 1910.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. You can follow me on Twitter at Paul Harris Show. Ian and Dan are here with me, and so is Colin Jeffrey, stepping out of his news director position to be our movie guy. Brought to you every week at this time by ORIC. The ORIC Home Center is all locally owned and operated throughout the St. Louis area. O-R-E-C-K spells ORIC. Hi, Colin. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Paul?
I'm doing okay. I have not gone to a movie in the month of March.
I haven't missed much.
I've been invited to screenings, as you are. We always get them, these emails to tell us, oh, there's a screening on Monday night, or another one on Tuesday night, another one on Wednesday night. There are usually two or three every week of the year. But there has not been a single movie this month where I saw that and said, oh, I got to go see that. And because it's not my responsibility to be the movie reviewer, you're here, and I push that off onto you, so you get to go see things that I would never go see. And this week, we have one of those examples.
Yes.
It is called Insurgent.
Yes.
Which is the latest from the people who made Divergent. And for me, they might as well just call them Regurgent, because I ain't going to these Hunger Games ripoffs. How is it?
It's not good.
Okay.
It's not good.
That's why I don't want to go.
So Insurgent takes place just a short time after Divergent. If you are a fan of this, you're probably about a 16-year-old girl and not listening. So for those of you who don't know what is happening in this, this is a post-apocalyptic world. Your favorite.
No, not the post-apocalyptic dystopia.
Yes. All of humanity has been divided into a series of classes that have associating traits. Shailene Woodley plays our main character. Triss, I think, is what they call her. And she is divergent, meaning she can belong to any one of the classes. Well, there is sort of a... Kate Winslet plays the... fierce, willing to do anything at all costs, will kill any number of people to stay in charge of this system. And Shailene Woodley's character says, no, I don't want to be a part of this. This is tyrannical and not good, and you're a horrible person. And the first movie actually wasn't bad, really. It was kind of inoffensive. It was just sort of there. I think Shailene Woodley is very charming, and you're able to get by on that, essentially. It was much more of a romance. This is much more of a science fiction action type thing, and the director, Robert Schwentke, he directed Red. I really liked Red. The Bruce Willis, based on comic book with John Malkovich, the retired assassins. Yeah. I thought it was a fun action movie.
I couldn't make it through it. I tried on cable one day a couple of years ago, and halfway through I went, no, this is stupider than it really seems.
Oh, I thought it was fun. Okay. He cannot direct this movie. Like, this is just a mess from start to finish. If you aren't aware of what's happening, and I watched the last movie within a month, the first movie, just to kind of be, I saw no clue what was going on. I had no idea what was happening. It's like watching a therapy session is the best way I can think to put it.
Okay.
But there's guns in it, and no one is really that likable. Again, Shailene Woodley is, she's fine in it, not particularly bad. I'm going to forget his name. Whiplash. The guy from Whiplash. Miles Teller?
Yes.
Miles Teller is in it.
They were in a movie together a couple of years ago that got a lot of hype called The Spectacular Now, which I thought was overrated.
Yeah. I never saw it, but they were...
It's about drunk high school kids.
And this might as well be. I don't know. He isn't bad in it. He's charming. But it's bad when you're looking at this and you're saying your leading characters are not bad. It's just... it's a mess of a movie. Mm-hmm. It's got these dream sequences that don't make sense. I don't know how the book translates to this because I will not read these books. We're going to come back to that about why I don't read young adult fiction.
Because you're not a young adult.
Yes. But this is just, there's no moral. There's nothing to take from this. There's no commentary really there. It's just, it's a bad world. She's good. Root for her. I don't really care if she
and she's trying to change this dystopian future,
yes,
and ruin the class.
By welcoming.
How is that different from the Hunger Games?
It's worse. It's worse. And
okay.
There's not really an answer. It's clearly in the same vein, but it doesn't hold up. There's no narrative that keeps you engaged in this. And this, when I was watching it, I'm like, okay, it seems like there might be action here. Nope, this was a placeholder, second movie in a trilogy that's actually going to be a quadrilogy. They're just saying we need to make a couple $100 million before we do the next one.
What do you mean it's going to be a trilogy? Oh,
the third book's divided into two.
Oh, like Harry Potter was.
Like Harry Potter, like Hunger Games, like Twilight, like all of these young adult books.
But they make money, right?
They make money. And
Was Insurgent a big hit?
Divergent, the first one.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't as big as Hunger Games was. It wasn't as big as Harry Potter or Twilight.
100 million?
No, it made 50 million, and this is probably going to do about the same, 50, 60 million. Because, again, this is what I can tell you. Parents, you're not going to be able to stop your daughters from going to this. Do not go with them. Do not go with them. Drop them off. Come back 2 hours later.
Uh-huh.
Go sit in a bar for 2 hours. You will gain the same amount from sitting in a bar and talking to Jim that you would watching this movie.
Jim, he's an idiot.
It's not good.
I'd talk to Jenkins.
Yeah, Jenkins will steer you straight. Yeah.
This is an early contender. This is an early contender for the worst movie of the year.
Wow.
It's that not good.
Okay.
It's
scale of 10?
1.5.
Okay.
It's not good. Right. And when I got out of it, I wasn't as sort of offended as I was now, but I've thought about it, and I'm like, I went back trying to find anything redeeming, and all I could say is some of the characters the actors were charming. That's not enough. That's bad.
Here's the movie poster quote. Colin Jeffrey of KTRS says, Insurgent is...
it's really... Yeah. The larger problem, though, and this is where I've got to sort of rant. The larger problem, these books were written for 13, 14, 15-year-olds.
And that's fine.
That's fine, sort of. Problem is, parents didn't read this type of stuff growing up. Yeah, there were sort of guilty pleasures we all read as kids, but we also read The Lord of the Flies and things. I read that outside of school.
Mm-hmm.
Make your kids read a good book so we stop getting these movies made. So we stop. Don't.
Well, I will say this. There's never been a good movie version of Lord of the Flies.
No, there hasn't. But
and why is that?
If they need to read this, take them to the library so it doesn't get credit for selling a book because they're making all these movies because these book sales are outrageous. Take them to the library. Rent the book. Do not keep buying these books. It's insufferable. And as parents... It's just bad. It's bad entertainment.
All right, let me just translate here for just a second. I'm Colin Jeffrey, professional movie reviewer, and it's because of you bad parents that I have to go see garbage because you buy your kids books that turn into horrible movies.
There are plenty of bad movies that are made for adults. This is just legitimately bad. So I went through, and I was trying to think, what can I...
I've never heard this appeal to parents before.
Man.
You're
please.
Making me go see bad movies! You're bad parents!
I feel bad. So, that being said, there are young adult books that get turned into movies that are perfectly fine. The Harry Potter books, those were perfectly fine movies. The kids grew up. It got more mature as the kids grew up. I like the Chronicles of Narnia movies, and those are great kids' books to read, fantasy books. The Hunger Games, I don't even have a real problem with. I think it's fine. But then we should go back over some movies that were adopted from books that are, like...
Bad?
I know what you did last summer was adopted from a teen book.
Adapted. Yeah.
From a teen book. That's a bad movie.
Yes, it is.
It's better than this.
Wow.
It's better than this.
Okay.
If you want your kids to try something about sort of fitting in, because that might be what this movie's about,
yeah,
have them read or have them watch Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. It's PG-13, so you'll want to sit there with them. But it's a great graphic novel adapted into a movie. I don't know why I keep saying adopted. Adapted into a movie that is very good and sort of gets into like that angsty teenage years. If your kids need to see something that's sci-fi dystopian, have them watch City of Ember. It's a clever take on sort of a post-apocalyptic world that's geared for teens. It's better than this.
Mm-hmm.
The Fault in Our Stars is, again, written for kids, and Shailene Woodley is amazingly charming in it. It's a good story about loss and mortality and all that. Lemony Snicket's Series of Unfortunate Events. Have you seen this
My
movie?
My daughter loved the books, but she did not like the movie.
Oh, she didn't.
No.
I really liked the books. The movie I really liked as well. And Neverending Story. You can't go wrong with that. It's kind of a sci-fi fantasy movie. These are movies that are not being watched, I don't think. And you're going to forget how good they are until you go back and rewatch some of these.
With your kids. Yeah.
These are movies you can share in because you will not, parents, if you go to see Insurgent with your kids, you will not like it.
It's bad.
DVD, it's bad.
No, he didn't say it was bad. He said, it's...
It's not good, and
not
it's
good.
An early runner. It's an
For
early...
worst movie of the year.
Yeah, just, yeah. It's rough. So,
right.
I've got all sorts of other things you could watch with your kids, but yeah.
Well, what about the other movie that's opening this weekend in St. Louis, which is Sean Penn is the gunman.
Yes. Mm. He's the gunman. He plays an assassin, a sniper who has to...
Wait, don't tell me. And I honestly don't know anything about this movie, but I've seen the commercial, which doesn't really tell you the plot, but I think I can extrapolate from that what it is, because I've seen 44 movies like this in the last 2 years. He's an assassin who worked for a covert government agency at one point. He's retired from that work now, but they drag him back in. He has to do one more mission and take down whoever it is. It's either that or his daughter is stolen and kidnapped, and he has to not only get her back. He hasn't seen her in years. They've grown apart, but he still loves his daughter, and he has to go work to get her back from the bad guys using all of his skills as a special agent. Am I close?
It's even dumber than that. He, as a sniper assassin, kills a minister in the Congo. Years later, he decides to return to the Congo, and they say, oh, this is the guy who killed our minister. We're going to go after him.
Uh-huh.
So he kills a high-ranking government official.
I hate when I kill somebody and then go back to that country, and now they hate me.
So he decided to do that. Because we all know you should return to the scene of the crime.
Correct.
That never goes wrong.
Well,
so that's Sean Penn as the gunman.
Let me ask you this. When did Sean Penn decide, I'm going to be an action hero?
I have no idea.
Has he done any action hero movies?
No.
That I missed?
Not that I can think of. I mean...
I can't either.
No. This is a guy who won an Academy Award playing Harvey Milk. Now he's the gunman.
Yeah.
So
he's a good actor.
He's a very good actor.
Go watch Dead Man Walking or Mystic River.
That's so good.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High. He was great.
Yeah.
Spicoli.
Yeah.
But as an action hero, is he trying to take Liam Neeson's career back?
I think they sold it to him as that is, hey, you can come make some money because we've got this spot for aging. But I don't know why they didn't look at Pierce Brosnan's November Man and say, this doesn't always work. Or Kevin Costner's 3 Days to Kill and say, yeah, this doesn't always work. Why don't you do what you're good at, Sean Penn?
Right.
So it's out there.
I mean, yeah.
You know, they made it for not a huge budget, so...
See it now, because there ain't going to be a sequel. Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah, there's not going to be.
Yeah. Anyway. All right, so there are your choices. The bad movie for the young girls.
Go see Cinderella with your kids. Go see live-action Cinderella with your kids. That's out. It's...
This from the man who last week said Cinderella will make at least $60 million, and it made $70 million. Yep. Good call.
It's going to make a bunch of money again. Go see that. Don't see Insurgent. Go see Cinderella.
All right, good call. A couple of things I have to talk about on the showbiz front. One has to do with one of my heroes, James Randi, who I've talked about many times over the years, and I got to know Randi. He is the amazing Randi. He is a magician. He's a debunker of all things paranormal and so much more than that. He's gone after faith healers and so many things in his career. There's a documentary about him called An Honest Liar, which has not opened here in St. Louis yet, and they have not announced an opening date. It's open in New York and Los Angeles and about a dozen other cities across the country, and hopefully will come to St. Louis relatively soon. I'm looking forward to it, and I think some people here in St. Louis are going to be interested in seeing it, because part of the James Randi legend has to do with the thing he pulled off in the late 70s, early 80s, at Washington University. It was called Project Alpha. And I've known this story for a long time because I've seen Randi talk about it, and I've actually talked to him about it on this show years ago. Project Alpha was at a time when they had a team of people, led by one guy whose name I'm sorry I can't remember. They were studying parapsychology at Wash U. They were studying people who have paranormal abilities. The fact, of course, is that there is no such thing as supernatural abilities or paranormal abilities. But this guy, this parapsychologist, had made his career on this and was studying it and was set up at Wash U with his own lab and a grant and all that stuff for a couple of years. Randi heard about this and contacted the guy and said, well, look, if you're going to be conducting research into this, you're going to run into some people who are fakes. And I'm going to tell you to watch out for this and watch out for this. And he gave him a list of a whole bunch of things to watch out for that people are going to try to fool you with. And they were very appreciative of this. And Randi said, look, anytime you have any problems with this, call me, and I'll tell you some procedures you can go through to make sure that they're not fooling you. Because it's very easy for you up close to not know what somebody who is pulling off this fraud can do. I, as a magician, know many of the tricks that they're going to use on you. You, as a scientist, are not familiar with. Here's what he didn't tell them. He had hired two kids named Scott Shaw and Mike Edwards, 18, 19-year-old kids, and put them in there as teenagers with paranormal abilities and taught them exactly the tricks that he had told the researchers to look out for. And so not only had he warned them, look out for A, B, and C, but then he told Mike and Scott, go do A, B, and C. And they went in there, and this parapsychology researcher fell for it completely. Oh, and they issued reports about it. We have found paranormal ability in these two young boys. And the guys were calling Randi every, you won't believe what we did today. We snuck into the lab in the middle of the night. We bent all the metal with our hands. We went in the next day and told them we had had dreams about breaking into the lab and bending all the metal with our minds. Then they went to the lab and they saw all the metal was bent. And it must be that their dreams are bending the metal, was the conclusion they came from. And then they would call Randi that night and say, you won't believe what they fell for. And they did it over and over and over again. And it was a great, great story that was kind of only known to the people who had pulled it off, including Randi and these two guys who are now grown adults, and some people who were kind of within Randy's circle. And then that story got told more and more. I eventually heard it. And I asked Randi once, why isn't there a book about this? This is would be a great book because you pulled off one of the all-time great scams on an institution of higher learning right here in our town. And he said, well, I've been trying to write the book, but I've been getting involved in other things. Okay, so now the movie comes out, An Honest Liar. And in there, it has everything I've just told you about it as one small part of the movie, because it goes through all these various different things that Randi has done in his career. The movie has been screened in various places and opened in New York and Los Angeles last weekend. And as I said, other cities now. One of the people who saw it was Barry Sonnenfeld. Barry Sonnenfeld made Men in Black. Barry Sonnenfeld has made about a half a dozen other big-budget motion pictures. When he saw An Honest Liar and the story of the Alpha Kids, he said to himself, why isn't there a movie about this? So he contacted the producers who made the documentary about Randy and Honest Liar, and he has teamed with them now. They're going to make a movie about the Alpha Kiss.
Oh, wow, that's great.
I am so looking forward to that. Hopefully they will get it right. Hopefully in the end they won't come to the conclusion, well, there still could be paranormal, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of cop-out. I hope they stick true to what Randy has always believed in, but there's an update on that. Other showbiz stuff. There is I didn't know that there's a TV network called the DIY Network.
Yeah.
This is one of those on my cable list that I just skip right by. never watch it. They have just signed Mr. T to do a show called I Pity the Tool. For do-it-yourself projects, you say, I pity the tool. The little giggle you just gave them is about all it needs. But here's my question. When was the A-Team on? Early 80s? 83, yeah. 84, 85,
yeah,
somewhere like that?
Yeah.
30 years ago? Is Mr. T relevant to anybody anymore? Does anybody care about seeing Mr. T on television? Aside from the fact that it's a pretty, you know, decent, okay, pun to have. Hey, we're going to, you know, I can see them sitting around in a meeting. What are we going to call the show? I don't know. Something about Tool Time? No, you can't do that. That was on Home Improvement with Tim Allen. What about, hey, I got one. I pity the tool. Hey, that's pretty good. Another guy in the meeting goes, hey, maybe we can get Mr. T to do that. Another guy says, hey, that's pretty funny. But now, seriously, let's get back to coming up with something. And one person said, no, let's really actually look into that. Mm-hmm. And they actually went out and got him. But who under 40 years old will care about Mr. T?
I don't know.
No one. Which reminds me of that Super Bowl commercial that Snickers ran. You know the one that's a Brady Bunch takeoff with Danny Trejo, mm-hmm. the mean Mexican face, playing Marsha Brady. And later on, Steve Buscemi plays Jan. Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. He's doing all that. That's fairly amusing to people of my generation because I was alive when the Brady Bunch was on the air. But Ian, you're 20 years younger than I am.
Right.
Does the Brady Bunch mean anything to you anymore?
No. I mean, not besides, you know, pop culture, you know, trivia or whatever. No.
Right. So do you think Snickers got more candy bar sales out of their $2 billion or $4 billion Super Bowl commercial?
I can't imagine.
Well, that depends. Who eats more Snicker bars, you or Ian and I? Because
I don't eat any.
So, yeah.
I would say
it did not work.
So then I reverse it. Who is getting helped in making their show, I Pity the Tool, starring a guy who's famous essentially for the A-Team and Rocky III and nothing else? I don't get it. You got some other showbiz stuff you want to touch on?
I do have something. I'm very happy that the Emmys moved in the right direction. They voted today, a 9-member panel, that Orange is the New Black will not be able to compete in the comedy category next year.
I'm so glad you brought this up, because every year at the Emmys, they have, unlike the Oscars, they have comedy and drama categories.
Mm-hmm.
And they take shows that are dramas and put them in the comedy category, even though they're not funny at all.
Yes. And sort of.
And I'm not talking about Matthew Perry's new The Odd Couple, which is supposed to be a comedy, but is not funny at all.
No.
I'm talking about comedies that were not designed to be funny.
Shameless. Jane the Virgin. These are two others that they didn't move. The litmus test has always sort of been, if it's an hour long, it should be a drama. You can't have an hour-long funny show. It's
okay.
Just not funny. Well, they didn't move Jane the Virgin and Shameless, but this poses an interesting problem for Netflix, because now Netflix will be competing against itself with House of Cards and Orange is the New Black. And I think Bloodlines, this new show that just premiered today with Kyle Chandler, has gotten great reviews. But they have Kimmy Schmidt, the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, that could get a comedy nomination. But I like this. I like when comedies compete against comedies.
Well, why shouldn't Netflix compete against itself?
Yes.
NBC, CBS, ABC, HBO, Showtime, they all have to be in the same competition. Put them in the right damn category.
Yes, so this is a good move. I'm happy they made the decision. I'm unhappy that it's inconsistent.
I'm glad you mentioned Bloodline, which I'm actually going to check out this weekend, because one of its stars is my co-star in Mississippi Grind. The Australian actor Ben Mendelsohn.
Are we going to be able to interview you when this movie comes out?
Absolutely. Right now, Colin has his head in his hands. Oh, no. I fell right into Paul's Mississippi grind trap. Coming out in September. Mark your dates. Ben Mendelsohn is the Australian actor who I mentioned last week. It was involved in something. And So, yes. Yeah, he's in this thing with Kyle Chandler and Linda Cardellini, who was on Freaks and Geeks, and Norbert Leo Butz, who's a Broadway star who's from right here in St. Louis. I'm going to check that out this weekend.
Super Troopers 2.
I'm pretty sure that all of my Mississippi Grind co-stars check out everything I do, so it's a reciprocal thing.
Yeah.
They listen to the show via the app, wherever they are in the world. It's your fault. You brought it up.
It is my fault.
I was not
going
to mention it.
Mississippi Grind.
I need to cross-reference everything before I bring it up. Super Troopers 2 is happening. I really liked the original Super Troopers with Broken Lizard, the comedy troupe.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to do Super Troopers 2. However, they did confirm they're going to go to Kickstarter for some of the funding to make it happen. What are your thoughts about this? Movies offering Kickstarter campaigns.
Well, last hour I talked to a guy who's making the Back to the Future documentary, Back in Time, and he got funding on Kickstarter.
They just went over the $100,000 mark.
With their
today.
Second round of funding.
They're looking for $15 million, I think, is what they're saying.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
That James Randi movie, An Honest Liar, I contributed to that on Kickstarter. Lots of people are doing that. It bothers me when people who should have enough money to make their own movie go and do something like that. When Zach Braff, who made a lot of money from that TV show Scrubs and the movie Garden State, when he wanted to go out and make another movie, he didn't say, I'm going to put my money into it. He said, give me your money to put into it. And by the way, you own no piece of the action.
And I think they're putting in $12 million, so they may need less if they can secure more large funding. But I don't know. I'm really excited to see them doing it because I like the first one. But I don't know how I feel about kicking in money for... I don't know, what a producer's credit do I get?
Yeah.
Larry.
No, you do not get a producer's credit. You get a DVD, a Blu-ray, or a download of the movie. And if you get more money than that, you get maybe a T-shirt or something. You own no part of it. You're not going to get a credit.
Well, then, probably won't.
Just like my lack of on-screen credit in Mississippi Grind, opening September.
I'm going to review that one. Larry King is one of my favorite people to follow on Twitter. One of my favorite. He's hilarious.
Larry King is not on Twitter.
He is. And here's the way he
does. Hello, Twitter.
Here's the way he does Twitter. He pulls out his flip phone, dials a special voicemail box that his assistants listen to, and then they type it on Twitter.
Get out of here.
I'm dead serious.
Oh, my goodness.
The Washington
Post.
He's got
a flip phone. He can't even get a... Well, you know, I wouldn't expect Larry to have a smartphone.
So some of his amazing tweets, just the other day, he tweeted...
Wait. Before you do these, because you have several of them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Larry King, at one point, in addition to his broadcast career, late night radio and then CNN for 20, 30 years, whatever it was, at one point had a USA Today column that ran on Monday mornings. Dan, you remember this when you were in radio and USA Today was new.
Yes.
You always picked it up to find stuff to talk about on your show that day because they were a really good show prep service.
Oh, it was great.
And Monday mornings, Larry King had a thing in there where it was just complete stream of consciousness where he would do things like, if you're putting out Oreos, get a glass of milk for me, ..
Yes.
Is there anything better than a baseball game on a beautiful June afternoon, ..
Yeah.
And it would just be a whole string of those. There would be no connection between them, which makes me think, wow, Twitter's the perfect place for Larry King.
Perfect place for him.
140 characters and no dots.
Yeah.
Exactly. So here are some of his tweets. I've never been in a canoe, # it's my two cents.
..
I've never been in a canoe. He felt the need, unprompted. Just, I've never been in a canoe.
Now, going back to the way you told me he does that, he's sitting somewhere.
It comes to him.
Or walking somewhere. He's having lunch with somebody. Hold on just a second, Janie. I got to make a phone call.
Hello, Agnes. Type this in.
I've never been in a canoe.
Yeah. Do the .. part, too. Yeah.
Put in one of those tag hashes.
You remember the stuff I used to write in USA Today.
Oh, the fact that he's doing it on a flip phone makes me laugh so hard.
I know.
Just gets it out, flip.
This damn phone, click.
But it made me think of this.
Give me another one. Do you have another one?
Oh, yeah. You want another one? Do blue-eyed people see better?
..
These questions. On Wheel of Fortune, you keep your money no matter where you finish, but on Jeopardy, only the winner keeps the money. Unfair.
..
I'm thinking about wearing one earring. ..
That's what he said?
Yes.
I'm thinking of wearing one earring.
Wait a second. I actually had to stand up and take my headphones off. I'm laughing so hard at that one. Oh, my God. Larry King is what, 89 years old?
You have to, if you're on Twitter, follow him. They're not every day, but every now and then up on your feed pops something like Humphrey Bogart never made a bad movie.
But the fact that Larry, 80 plus year old Larry King, has finally come to the realization I should put an earring in one of my ears.
Yes.
One of my big old ears, and decides to share that with the world. Oh, that is too funny.
It is, but the reason I brought it up, it reminds me of one of my favorite interviews he ever did. I've got it right here, just a segment of it right here.
It lasted how long?
9 years, 180 episodes.
You Jerry Seinfeld.
Up, right?
I did. So.
They didn't cancel you. You canceled them.
You're not aware of this?
No, I'm asking you.
You think I got canceled? Are you under the impression that I got canceled?
Have I hurt you, Jerry?
I thought that was pretty well documented. Is this still CNN? I was the number.
That's about it. He goes to ask Jerry Seinfeld if Seinfeld was canceled.
Well, you know, Larry King was famous for claiming he did not prepare for anything on his show, and
that's
he
clear.
Proved it regularly.
Yes.
My all-time favorite was after... was it Johnny Cochran Jr. died? The guy who had defended O.J. He had died. They found out he had died during the day, and CNN was all over it all day long. And then when they got a special tonight, Larry King remembers Johnny Cochran, who I guess had been on the show many, many times. And at one point, he goes to the phones and he says, "Hello, we have a special guest. Who's this? Hi, this is Johnny Cochran Sr. And what relation were you to Johnny Cochran Jr.?" I swear that was his first question. You just identified yourself as Johnny Cochran Sr., Larry can't put two and two together. .. That's all you need to know. One last showbiz thing. James Corden will debut Monday night as the host of the new Late Late Show on CBS.
Have you been watching that lately, the last month or two?
No.
It has been some of the best late night, because every week they have a different host.
Yeah.
It's been so engaging, because these people have nothing to lose. And so it's just you find out some people are really bad at it, and you find out some people are great at it. And it's been a lot of fun to watch.
I think we're going to find out that James Corden is adequate at it. He's not going to change the form.
No.
Maybe Stephen Colbert will do that later this year when he takes over for Letterman. But I will say, James Corden's producers chose a pretty good first guest out of the box, Tom Hanks.
Oh, yeah.
You don't get more money in the bank than Tom Hanks as a talk show guest. All right, Colin, thanks. We'll see you at the top of the hour with the news.
Thank you.
Colin Jeffries, movie reviews and showbiz stuff brought to you by Orrick Home Centers throughout the St. Louis area, all locally owned and operated. O-R-E-C-K spells Orrick.
Meet me.
All right, let's check traffic right now and go airborne. Here's Tim Wiley.
It's kind of a mess out here, Dan. First of all, they've cleared that accident on southbound 55 before Merrimack Bottom. All lanes are open, but you are slow from Revis Barracks to just a little bit south of Butler Hill now. That's also causing drivers on southbound 270 to jam up, approaching Graboy all the way up to Tesson Ferry, and then those two right lanes stacked up all the way to Highway 55. And we've got another problem, northbound 270, the exit to Tesson Ferry. The lights there at Tesson Ferry are short cycling, only allowing about six cars to go through, so the two right lanes are jammed back to Highway 55 on northbound 270. You've got a crash on eastbound 40 just before Highway 270 blocking the right lane, and it looks like we have a jam up that goes almost back to Chesterfield Parkway East. And then we had the crash out on westbound 70 at Bryan Road that had lane blockage, and things were heavy from 370 all the way out through Bryan Road. It looks like we got another accident westbound 70 at Mid. Oh no, it's slow at Mid Rivers Mall Drive, and then Laclede Station at Rock Hill. We had a problem down there. We're going to head that way in just a few minutes. This traffic report brought to you by Wendy's. Bring the kids and stop by Wendy's for a kids meal now, just $1.99 after 4 p.m. for a limited time, with choices that will make both parents and kids happy at participating Wendy's for a limited time. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's kind of like getting up real early.
Good morning.
Without feeling like you're getting up real early.
Farmer Dave Schumacher, weekday mornings at 5.
On the Big 550.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Spring is here, and that means St. Patrick's Day parades all over the place, which means a whole lot of fun, a whole lot of green beer, and a whole lot of waiting in line for porta potties. You're going to find out that R&R Sanitation porta potties are the best hands down, which is why all the major St. Patrick's Day parades use R&R Sanitation. And if they don't, I wouldn't go to the parade, because R&R Sanitation porta potties are bigger, they're cleaner, they're dropped off and picked up at a moment's notice. So going forward, if you're in charge of a street festival or having some work done on the house or in charge of a charity event and you need porta potties, there's only one place to turn to. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated R&R Sanitation. They're bigger, that means they're cleaner, longer, picked up and dropped off, and of course, they're the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They're cleaner, longer, and they're just better. rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Looking back, watching our kids and grandkids at play creates awesome memories, some better than others. I must admit, I don't much care to watch them play video games or tweet on smartphones. Way too much of that today. Hi, this is Terry with Weedman Lawn Care. Wouldn't the image of our children playing be better if it was them playing hide-and-seek, the baseball games of pickle and 500, or badminton, Red Rover, or croquet? These games only need your kids' involvement and a great lawn for the play space. At Weedman, we can help with both. Go to WeedmanUSA.com to obtain a quote on having us turn your lawn into where children's memories are made. We'll also send you a list of great games and descriptions for them to play. They'll sure get a lot more exercise than just moving their thumbs on a keyboard. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today to begin making more great family memories on your lawn. We use only golf course quality timed release granular fertilizers. And Weedman is recommended over competitors by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and many of your friends and neighbors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com, where memories are made and promises are kept.
The real estate market is heating up, and you need an expert in there helping you every step of the way. And that's where Kathy Helbig from the Kathy Helbig Group comes in. How hot is this market?
The market is hot right now for both sellers and buyers. Interest rates are low for buyers, and inventory is low for sellers, so it's a perfect market for both.
If a seller calls you up, can you help them with staging their home?
Absolutely. We ask sellers to call us way in advance so that we can come in and advise them on staging and trends so that we can get the most dollar for their home before they go on the market.
Your buyer's agents and your seller's agents are specialists, and they have, and you have, incorporated technology. Tell us about that.
We have. We offer client-issued iPads to use throughout the transaction so that we can do paperless with our clients. We can communicate through the iPads, and we also have all kinds of fun apps for them to search for homes, as well as decorating and other apps for in and around their house.
That's Kathy Helbig from the KathyHelbigGroup.com. 314-276-SOLD or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Randy Naughton here. Do me a favor next time you walk through your living room. You know, the high traffic area in your house. Kind of scooch the couch or maybe a chair out of the way. Is your carpet two different colors? Are there two different tones? It's clean underneath your chair, but not on the outside. It is time for you to take care of that. All of the winter time is just ground into your carpet, and it's time to get it out. True Clean Carpet can do it for you. 314-427-9500. True Clean Carpet was voted the number one carpet cleaning company by St. Louis readers of St. Louis Magazine. Also, Angie's List Super Service Award winner multiple times. True Clean Carpet doesn't use the shampoos that make your carpet sticky and gross to re-attract dirt. They use their True Steam Clean process that infuses the hot water into the fibers and extracts all that dirt and grime out. It's True Clean Carpet at 314-427-9500. Tell them Randy sent you, and you'll get one room Scotch Guarded protected for free. It's True Clean Carpet.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. And if you want the most out of your home's outdoor space this year, you need to go see my friends at Outdoor Living, Inc. They're at I-44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood. Now, Outdoor Living has a showroom with a wide variety of deck displays, rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screened-in porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of the things they have. You also need to check out Outdoor Living's complete line of Trex decking, framing, and outdoor furniture. All Trex decking is made from 95% recycled material, and it's built to last with a 25-year warranty. Trex decks are wrapped in the high-performance shell that resists fading, stains, mold, mildew, and weathering. It's where I went for my deck, and now my home is the envy of the neighborhood, if I do say so myself. Outdoor Living on South Holmes near Big Bend and I-44 in Kirkwood, 314-966-3325 or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
The VA St. Louis Healthcare System is sponsoring an open house and job fair on March 21st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the John Cochran VA, 915 Grand Avenue. This event is for nurses with the following experience: CVICU, SICU, MICU, OR, and CTOR. We will have informational sessions, facility tours, and on-the-spot interviews. Bring a current resume. For more information, call Gwendolyn Holland, 314-289-6479. The VA Healthcare System, healthcare for heroes.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
American Eagle Credit Union is excited to introduce the MyFit Reloadable Visa Card. It's a card designed to fit everyday money access and budgetary needs. It's perfect for the young adult and for the college student. It's accepted everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted, and it's reloadable. You can reload the funds to your card at your local American Eagle Credit Union branch or from your account with the PC or mobile access. American Eagle Credit Union, ameaglecu.org. Membership eligibility and account approval is required.
The 2015 Thoroughbred racing season at Fairmount Park opens on March 24th. Join us for Horse Hookie Tuesday afternoons, post time at 1. It features the Coors Light, Miller Light Beach Party. And for the first time ever, Saturday afternoon live programs run from March 28th to April 25th. Kentucky Derby Day is May the 2nd. Be a part of our 90th anniversary meeting. The tradition continues. For more information, go to fairmountpark.com.
Pennzoil Synthetics takes synthetic motor oil performance to a whole new level. Make the switch to Pennzoil Pure Plus Synthetics today.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to our Maximize Living radio show, where we teach you, we empower you to take control of your health. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you want to come off medications? Is your family's health not where you want it? This show is for you.
This show is going to transform the way you and your family look and manage your health. It is time to get the true health back into your life and get you back to living the way you're designed to live.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Show Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 7 a.m. on the Big 550
KTRS.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris, Ian and Dan, Tim in the air to check the roads. We'll go to him in just a couple of minutes here. And, of course, the Harris Challenge coming up at 5:15 this afternoon. You know, we've heard a lot over the last 9 months about police departments in North County in particular. And the whole Ferguson story and the question of small municipalities having their own police forces for no reason whatsoever. Did you hear what they're doing in the small city of Moline Acres?
No.
In North County? Moline Acres has about 2,400 people that live there. They don't need a police department.
Yeah, it's not very big.
Okay. When the size of your city is measured in acres, not square miles, that should tell you something. But they have decided to do what they call positive ticketing, where if a cop sees you using your turn signal when changing lanes or coming to a complete stop at a stop sign, they can then pull you over and they give you a positive ticket, which looks just like a traffic ticket. But on there it says, please come to the municipal court at this certain day and time. They do this once a month, and they have what they call an informal court hearing. And at that informal court hearing, people who've gotten these positive tickets can exchange the tickets for a swag bag.
Really?
Like Emo's pizza coupons or bus tickets, a chance to win a bicycle, etc.
No thank you. Especially if I have to be somewhere.
Exactly my thinking.
Yes.
First of all, I don't need the stress of driving along and seeing the flashing lights in the cop car behind
what
me.
What did I do?
Right. Now you start thinking, well, maybe I was going a couple miles. Did I roll through that stop sign? Mm-hmm. Is this a What did I do? It's exactly that.
I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to make a positive thing for the police.
Yeah, sure. It's not going to work. You're just going to make more people annoyed at the police.
Exactly.
Because it's going to be exactly what Ian just said. I have to be somewhere. Yeah. Why are you stopping me for this nonsense?
Yeah.
Not that I wouldn't like a coupon for some free pizza or a chance to win a bicycle for my kid. That's fine. Mail that to my house.
If the stop could be under a minute where he stops you and pulls and hands you something there, I would even be okay with. But to come...
You mean get the prize there instead of having to go to court later on?
Yeah, have them. If I can be gone in a minute or two, it would not bother me that much. But the court later, you live...
Because now you're into the realm of radio station prize vans. We don't need the police to be radio station prize vans.
Yeah, because that's probably what they'll do is pull you over, walk up and say, hey, you used your turn signal. You stopped. Here's a positive ticket for you. Instead of doing all the checks, because you know how many people may have a warrant out for their arrest.
Yes.
Hey, you did this great. Oh, wait a minute.
I could also see this becoming more dangerous for the cops who don't like doing traffic stops in the first place.
That's right.
Now they've got to walk up to more windows, not knowing what the hell's going on the other side. That person could have several warrants out for them.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know. Ridiculous.
That's smart.
It's 4:58 at the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's roll up in the air and check traffic. Get a quick track check with Tim Weiland.
We just got a report of an accident now involving a tractor trailer on eastbound 44 west of the Washington 100 exit. On eastbound 40 downtown, you're jammed from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 55 is getting much better. You're just slow now between 270 and Butler Hill, but a lot of people have bailed out on Lime Ferry, and that has some stop-and-go pockets between 255 down to Merrimack Bottom. This traffic report is brought to you by Kohl's. Don't miss Kohl's Friends and Family Sale Thursday through Sunday. Go to Kohl's.com to get your extra 20% off Friends and Family Savings Pass. Some exclusions may apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are about to start the final 46 minutes of winter. Spring starts at 5:46 this afternoon. There will be some spring-related questions coming up in the Harris Challenge, as well as our weekly topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Your chance to prove it and win stuff without the police involved, coming up on...